Hi everyone, this is Jamie, and today is day 88 of my Ativan liquid micro taper. In case you don't know much about my Ativan taper that I'm doing, I started to taper March 6th off of Ativan. My initial dose was 2 milligrams that I was prescribed for over 8 years, and I took that scheduled every night at bedtime. I decided to taper off of Ativan, I would say late last year, and had spent some time researching, looking for taper plans, trying to figure out exactly how I wanted to tackle this after I've had about 2 failed tapers, one being very, very fast. So I decided to go slow and take it into a liquid, like a micro taper, but while using a liquid to dissolve my medication. And so that's been actually very helpful. Today, yes, today is day 88 of my taper, which should last about 8.5 months, give or take. And so far I am down to 1 milligram, so that's about half of my original dose, which is seems like a really big step and like a big time to celebrate, I suppose. And I only have 1 more milligram left, and so I'm looking forward to finishing well as I can. As far as symptoms go, I think things come again. You know, you guys talk about waves and windows, and for me, honestly, I feel like things change so quickly. Like one minute I feel good, the next minute I'm not really sure, or things like my mind will race, but then I'm exhausted because I'm trying to figure out all the things that my mind is like racing about, and so that can be exhausting. I've spent the last few weeks, I had kind of this, you know, wave where I was in bed for like a week, got better, felt a little fine. I'm like, oh man, I'm feeling good. And then like, I don't know what it was. I can't really pinpoint it. I was back in bed again, and it was scary. It was sad. It was lonely. I was stuck in bed and I was exhausted. But weirdly enough, my mind was racing. And so it's kind of hard to put things together and explain it well, especially you feel like there's not really vocabulary for what you're going through. I know a lot of you could relate. And so the one thing that I felt a little bit more was like actual anxiety, not extreme, but then also like a lower depression, that for sure is easy to tell. And that kind of feels like my whole body's just heavy. And so that's kind of like when I'm tired and I find myself in bed. And then, you know, I feel during those times, like you are not able to cope well. So like any level of stress, any level or anything that you would be doing that normally you're like, oh, I can handle this. You know, like I've learned to whatever, deep breathe or meditate or recite scripture or pray or lock myself in a room, whatever. I don't even know what you do, but I feel like normally you'd have tools to grab from to help yourself while you're like trying to figure life out. Right now, I feel like I don't have a lot of tools, or like the things that I've tried don't seem to be as effective, or I'm much more sensitive to stress right now. It's hard. It's hard. I feel like I'm going down like roads that I haven't gone down before as far as how I'm feeling. It feels odd to have more, I guess you could say, psychological symptoms than physical symptoms. As a nurse, I'm pretty good at physiological symptoms. Like I know what I need to do, what I need to take. Psychological is a little harder, especially when you feel, you have some support, but you feel a lot like you're doing it alone, and you don't want to burden anyone with the feelings that you have that are unexplainable and don't seem to go away. But that's okay. I think that's just like where I'm at right now, where I know a lot of people are at right now who are tapering off of a benzodiazepine. And I have a lot of empathy for you, because there's really not a lot that people can do outside of just asking you how you're doing. Maybe not even asking you how you're doing, but like how are you? Hi, it's nice to see you. I see you. Welcome. Whatever it is, you know, like, or sending a text or sending, even if it doesn't get a response from me for whatever reason or anything, those are really helpful. And so the one thing that I found difficult this week was hearing about a few people that we had had lost to their benzo fight, those benzo warriors that had been coming off of medications, or they had stopped already, but they had really suffered and didn't make it. And so I don't want to explain all of their stories. I don't know a lot of them personally. I don't know any of them personally, but like I know them by their videos. I know them by what they've tried to do to help people who are also going through the same thing. And I just want to send out just a lot of love and respect and to remember these people and to just, like, my heart is heavy for them because, and for their families, because it's such a hard thing to go through as it is as a person, but as someone looking in on it, it's very confusing for some people. Some people, they're just, you know, after a while, maybe your symptoms don't go away and it's like, people just think, why aren't you better? You know, and there's not really an answer. And so there's a lot of respect I have for people suffering through that and really suffering through depression, because it's such a lonely and dark place. And I would just recommend anyone who knows that's close to them, or even our group here, as we all taper or withdraw from a medicine like this, to reach out to people. Even if you don't know them, but you've seen that they've been having a hard time, reach out. Let's try to be family together. I think that's the best hope we have, because we understand each other. And also to rally in family and friends and just be very humble and say, I need help. I need support. I need you to acknowledge me. I need you to check on me when it's hard. I need to check on me when I'm alone. You know, like things that are just helpful, because it's confusing for people who don't know what it's like. And I get it, because I don't know what it's like to have other things. So let's all just love and support and help and reach out. And so in memory of all those that lost their fight this last week, yes, you were seen and heard by many that you don't even realize. So thank you. And so this is my kind of wrap up on my day 88. And I'll be looking forward to updating you very soon again. Much love to everyone.